Welcome to the milk bar. 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 Welcome to the milk bar.
Welcome along to episode 442 of the Milk Bar. Jason Forrest here with you as ever, coming up on the show. We'll be talking Christmas with TK Maxx and the last few days of their White Christmas campaign. We'll be hearing from Jez Rose all about that one. Also, talking about recycling batteries, because we're going to use a load across the UK this Christmas period, but we do need to make sure we are reusing them. We'll be having a bit of a chat with Christy McGowan at the New Hampton Arts Centre, all about what she's got going on down there. And also, we've got some festive tunes for you as well. We'll be taking a little listen to those. But first of all, Robert Bowers is always up to something new in his wonderful world of art, and he joins me down the line to tell me more. Hello.
How are you, Jason?
I'm good. I trust I find you well and everything is exciting in your world.
Well, yes, but cold.
Chilly, yeah, but does this mean you've been out building some artistic-looking snowmen, or did you not go for that?
No, I'll leave that for other people.
Okay, that's cool. You'd rather work in rather more long-term materials.
Yes, yes, and warmth.
Yeah, well, the warmth is good. So what's going on? Because Sick Boy is the latest in your world of artistic endeavours.
Yes, it's an idea between two people. A friend of mine, Phil Ball, who's just an amazing computer, graphic, photography, everything. And my idea, so I'll create the idea, hand them over to Phil, he works his magic, and between us we came up with Sick Boy, which is, it's putting t-shirts out there, but they're more of an art statement t-shirt, so wearable art.
Wearable, and I like that idea, and how unique are these going to be? Are you talking limited edition runs, or is it something you're really putting big quantities out there on?
No, it is going to be quite limited, and in the future, I think some of the shirts will only be, there'll only be 10 of.
Right.
But they'll be like special editions, and along with like the t-shirts, the hats, the bags, and then the sculptures as well.
So something very different.
Very different for me.
Yeah.
Just it's allowing the stuff that's in my head, out of my head. And this time I've got a vehicle for it.
Yes, escaping into the real world. And sometimes surprising, sometimes shocking, but certainly artistic and fun.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely artistic. And definitely fun. There's a message behind each t-shirt. It's up to people to find it. Either just wear it because they like it, or try and find what the message is about.
Okay, something a bit different. And When it comes to the creativity side of this, is it something you'll suddenly have? Hang on, inspiration. It's a Sick Boy moment, and you'll go off and create something and get it ready to go on a shirt. Is that how it's going to work?
Spot on. Yeah, that's spot on. Yeah, absolutely.
But I mean, if people follow you on Facebook or see all the other stuff that you've done through your website, there is such a diverse number of different materials you use and everything. So yeah, working onto cotton is just another way of expressing yourself.
Yeah, well, it's like a canvas.
And
only the gallery becomes walking around the streets.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah. So, when you're doing this, is it always onto say a white canvas, or you're working on different colours? Is it the sort of printing that will allow a different look each time?
Oh yeah, completely. Well, it's down to the printer then, because he can mix different colours. So he puts his input in as well, to be honest. So it's kind of like a ball. We all jump on board this ball, and wherever it rolls, that's where it goes.
And who knows what's going to come next?
Yeah, yeah. I found out a lot of times when I'm planning things, there's always something that goes awry. So
better to be spontaneous.
Yeah, and the more spontaneous I am, and Phil is, and the other people, I think the better quality you get, and the more diverse range of different things.
Mm-hmm. So,
and it works.
Something a bit fun. Okay, so what is out there at the moment, and what can people find online?
Most at the moment is the T-shirts. Yeah. Not for this weather, obviously. We're looking for the summer. Within later on, there may be bedspreads, pillowcases, all that kind of stuff. Hoodies, jumpers, beach towels as well. Beach towels with a difference. Sculptures. It's allowing. It's given me the opportunity to stuff that I've designed and put aside. I can now revisit, rejig, and it's modern again. It's new again.
Mm-hmm. So it's basically finding a new outlet for creativity, which is sort of sitting on the shelf.
Yeah.
And it needs to be out there, doesn't it? Because you can say you've got so many different things that you've done, whether it be the pandas through various pieces of public artwork. I don't think there's any two projects which are in any way similar, are there, for you?
I'm under the belief, if you're an artist, it's like a chef. A chef just doesn't cook beans or potatoes. You've got to try everything. Well, and that's what I'm doing. I'm playing, actually.
Well, every time you go out to play, somebody's impressed, I know that much, and I'm one of those people. So where do people find Sick Boy online? How can they get hold of this stuff?
www.sickboy.co.uk.
So sickboy.co.uk.
Yeah. And we try to keep the T-shirts. I mean, there's some T-shirts that are really expensive, and they just run off in their thousands, whereas we're trying to create something where they're not expensive, quite relatively cheap for I won't say cheap, affordable.
Yeah.
For something that's quite different and not on the high street.
But even on the site there, you've got things like Nashers and Sick Shock and stuff as well. So there's quite a bit of stuff on there.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, there's some scary sculptures. All the sculptures are one-offs. They won't be reproduced. They take me quite a while to get them sculpted and then painted up.
Mm-hmm.
But if anybody wants to invest in one of them, that's fantastic. But if you can't afford one of them, a T-shirt is the next best thing. It's still a piece of fine art.
And you're looking at about 25, 30 quid, something like that, for a T-shirt.
Yeah.
So lots of different options on there, fun stuff to see and do, and something that you're not going to see that many people on the high street in, to be fair.
No.
That's the way we like it. So sickboy.co.uk is where you can go and find that. Fine art in its finest form, live art, really, isn't it? It's living. It's out there to experience.
Hopefully, people wearing them then becomes a moving gallery.
Absolutely. Well, we'll go along, check out what there is for you there. Something, say, very different. Got a bit of good bit of fun. And I'm enjoying Brain Away at the moment, a flying brain with a tail.
Nice. Yes. That's I like that one.
That's the quality that is. I'm liking that in particular. But all looking good. Thanks for having a chat with us. Good to talk to you. And we will catch up again soon.
A pleasure, sir. Lovely talking with you.
Let's put ourselves in a bit of a festive mood. Let's take a listen to a Christmas track offered to us by Fiona Kennedy.
Hallelujah.
Kennedy here on the Milk Bar. There's been quite a snowy time down the Newhampton Arts Centre, but things have been happening still. Christy McGowan joins me on the line now to tell us more about what's going on. You all right?
Hello there. Yes, we are a bit snowed in at the moment. It's very quiet here today, and we have had to cancel a couple of events, but they have been moved to January. So our pantomime, that should have gone ahead on Sunday, has been moved to January the 7th. So there may be some tickets available for that. People are still looking for some because we were sold out. So, but we are hoping things will pick up.
Well, fingers crossed the way the weather's going to go this week, we'll all be back into the normal swing of things. But obviously the centre's been open. I know you gritted around, walking into the studio has been crispy underfoot, but still accessible, which is what counts.
Yeah, we're here. So we've got things happening this weekend, lots of music coming up, so hopefully we'll be able to go ahead with that. On Friday we've got a live and picking event. That's the band night that we have for young bands and young audiences, which always goes down very well. So if you're interested in music and you're a younger member of our audience, then do come along to that. That's on Friday the 15th from 7 o'clock. And then on Saturday we've got some classic folk with Martin Carthy, who's been an influential figure in British traditional music for a long time. And he's on Saturday from 7:30, and you can get a meal in the cafe beforehand. And then we've got Dan Whitehouse, who's a local singer-songwriter. He's just finishing a tour, so he's finishing off on his home turf at Wolverhampton, and that's on Sunday at 7 o'clock. And if you enjoy Dan's music, you might be interested to know that he's doing a songwriting workshop in January. This is part of a literary festival. And I'll just get the date right. It's Saturday the 27th of January. It'll be an all-day songwriting workshop here at the Arts Centre, and Dan will share his expertise with you, so that should be very enjoyable too. And that's only £10 or £5 if you're a concession, so that would be an interesting way to get involved in the literary festival.
Well, that's going to be a good one. I think it's great venues for all of this, and it's, you know, talking a bit about Dan there. I mean, as I said on yesterday's show, I've known Dan for about the last 20 years, and he was on with Phil last night, and he is a top quality performer. And it's when you've got people with that sort of experience who've had success in the industry, worked sometimes at the background, sometimes at the fore, that it's great to bring them along to the Newhampton Arts Centre.
It is, and it's great that he wants to perform here in his hometown. So, that should be a really interesting evening. I'm definitely planning to come to that one. And he's a lovely guy too, and I think the workshop will be really interesting. He teaches songwriting actually at the Midlands Arts Centre in Birmingham, so it's an area he's got experience in as well.
And you mentioned the new year, the fact you got the Panto rearranged date, but there's plenty more as we head over through Christmas into January as well, isn't there?
Yeah, we've got more music. We've got Blue Rose Code coming later on in January, and also as part of the Literary Festival, we've got an evening with Mark Stanway from Magnum. He's a former long-term keyboard player, so he's going to reminisce about his long and colourful career, so that should be an entertaining one. And then for the kids, again, we've got Snow White, The Return of the Little Things, which is a puppet show in a steampunk style.
Ooh.
So that's quite intriguing.
I like the sound of that.
Yeah. So that's on the Sunday, and we're doing a free workshop before that as well. So, yeah, there's plenty coming up.
So lots to see and do. What's the website for all of this?
Yes, it's Newhampton Arts. www.mildbar.co.uk.
So you can get all the details there. And yes,
our Facebook's a good place to find out what's going on as well. If you like our page on Facebook, we keep that pretty well updated. And updated with the weather as well.
Yeah, also that's the weather update page, isn't it? So yeah, do check that one out. So get along there. So just look for the New Hampden Arts Centre and get all your details. Christine, always good to speak to you. And it's a lovely centre. We love being down here ourselves. And we look forward to catching up with you again in the near future.
Okay, lovely to speak to you, Jason.
Ciao for now.
Okay, bye.
Another festive number for you now, Gordon Haskell, How Wonderful You Are.
I go out most nights, attracted by the lights, listen to the jazz in Harry's Bar. And I know
Christmas offering, How Wonderful You Are.
I'm joined now on the line by behavioural expert Jez Rose to tell us why we love a white Christmas. With the snow outside, you'd have thought Christmas Day is probably the best day to sit around and do nothing. Jez, what's going on with all of this?
Hi, Jason. Well, I love the snow. Are you a snow fan or not?
I did, actually. I had a lovely time yesterday wandering Good. Around in the snow. I even walked to Asda yesterday. How cool was I?
What a treat. Well, you see, TK Maxx have done some research, which released today, and it shows that basically for 70% of us, the snow evokes really positive feelings like joy and love and delight and all the sort of childlike wonder sort of experiences. Because I suppose, and for me as a behaviourist, I'm most interested in why. And it does complete that idealistic Christmas picture, doesn't it? It's that scarcity thing, I guess, because we don't get it all the time. That's probably why the whole country goes to pot when we do get the snow, because we don't get it often enough to practice, right? But there is that notion of us always wanting something that we can't have, and we do enjoy it when we get it. And, you know, look, every Christmas card has snow on it, so it is that perfect experience, isn't it, that we get snow. And it would seem that it is the only thing, or the one thing, certainly, that many of us want at Christmas, for it to be the perfect Christmas, but we can't control
it. I'm looking for an Xbox as well, to be fair. But
are you? But you can control that. So you can save up your pennies, and you can, if you stop being so frivolous at supermarkets...
Yeah, this
can,
is it.
You can save up your pennies. But snow, absolutely no control of, right? So that, for me, is what I love about this, because TK Maxx are bringing the magic of Christmas, if you like. They are literally... I love this. They are giving people an actual white Christmas with real snow, none of this environmentally, you know, bad plastic stuff, for absolutely nothing. Like real snow at your door. So you can have a top up because you've already had a bit of snow.
Yes.
It's probably, have you got children or dogs?
Neither, but I did see lots of children and dogs enjoying themselves yesterday.
And they enjoy themselves. The problem is, from a picture perfect point of view, they do ruin it, don't they?
You know, because it's all. Yeah.
Sledges and paw prints and...
And so, everything else that goes with that, yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. I was going to bail out there. So TK Maxx can... Well, literally, if you find these snow globes in the store, you can get real snow delivered, so you can have like a top-up.
Yeah, because I've seen this on telly. They're quite chunky snow globes as well, aren't they?
Oh, yeah, yes. They're not difficult to find. You pop into the store, they're about a metre long. You know, they've got a white Christmas in big letters written on it. So if you find one, you take it to the cash desk and you say, look, I want a white Christmas. And they say, OK. But if you've got snow or you're a bit grumpy still, or maybe it's a bit icy and you think, oh, I don't want to go out, you know, it's Monday, then if you're doing your Christmas shopping online, you can just head to their website. They've got, like, digital ones all over the website as well.
Oh, right.
Are you a Christmas shopper, Jason? I've
done most of my shopping already. I'm looking forward to going and buying me some stuff. And actually, TK Maxx is one of the places I do have to visit because I'm looking for a nice Christmassy shirt. So,
well, there you go, Christmassy shirt. Probably a designer Christmassy shirt.
That's the way. Yeah, I'm something. Yeah, not necessarily with not nothing with Santa on it, but just something that's looking rather good. So yeah, that's the way to do it.
And I've got an image.
Probably more than you needed to be there, fair. But there we go. But you probably can assess people's behaviour when they go shopping as well, being this behavioural expert and stuff as well.
Yes, yeah, and that can be, it can be joyous and it can be tragic in equal measure, I'll be honest. Christmas is the ideal time to watch people when you're Christmas shopping. If you're a bit of a, you know, I don't know, like an armchair psychologist or something, Christmas shopping, I think, is the best time, because for me, there are two classic visuals of Christmas, right? One is obviously a white Christmas, snow everywhere, mm-hmm. and the other one, I think, that is classic of Christmas is last-minute Christmas shopping, and both my dad and my uncle are those last minute run into Christmas Eve, hope for the best sort of people. And so as you know, as a behaviourist, as somebody who watches people, I love watching those people who have not a clue. You know, it's hope is the only thing.
It is intriguing. My dad, he doesn't go out Christmas shopping these days. He lets my mother do all that these days.
Right,
but when he
right.
was my age, it would be Christmas Eve was when he would start his Christmas shopping. And then he'd got to drop it around to all the relatives as well. So he would go out about 8 o'clock when he'd finally wrapped all this stuff. But my mum looks after all that, and I'm going to take it out next Sunday. So
last minute stress. Right?
Yeah,
that's the thing I don't understand.
Now, my dad loves that sort of stuff. He really enjoys it. But there we go. It's obviously the whole TK Maxx campaign has been great. It's been on TV and radio across the country, and people are looking out for all of this. But what is really going to make your Christmas special? Because I assume you can have a little word with the guys and see if they can send the snow people around to you, can't you?
But wouldn't that be lovely? We had snow yesterday. Actually, I live on a farm, and we had snow yesterday, and that was just amazing. I loved it. But I plan on hunkering down. Obviously, when you meet lots of people and talk to lovely people like you, my perfect Christmas probably is inside with a fire, looking out at snow. Actually, you know, maybe I should have a word. That would be lovely, wouldn't it? Watching the snow fall like that.
You can set that one up. You know the right people.
I do, but I think I probably still have to find the snow globe. I think that's the thing.
Okay, so see, we need to track one down. And,
we do.
So these things are huge.
Point being, though, is that you do have to get your skates on a little bit, if you pardon the pun, because literally this is the last couple of days of snow globe mania, right?
The last bit of activity across stores.
Yeah, they don't have many left. So if you want to go find the hidden snow globe and, you know, finish your Christmas shopping at the same time, of course, then you need to sort of get your sledge on and be a little bit quicker. So maybe don't wait till next week.
You've been waiting to do that one, haven't you? No, don't wait. Get yourself sorted. I'm actually nipping to TK Maxx this afternoon, so that'll be okay.
Well, no better time, frankly, Jason. Yeah.
And I will look out for a snow globe. Mind you, it'll bring Christmas cheer, as will the presents that people pick up from... So that can all help. If people want more information about all this, you've mentioned the fact that you can see these things virtually online as well and do your shopping that way and still have the potential of a white Christmas, whether the heavens open or not. So where do they go to?
That's tkmaxx.com. That's the main website. So that's where you can find your snow globes and all your Christmas shopping done at the same time.
Mm-hmm.
Or, of course, physically in store as well. But Quick Sticks is the answer, I think.
Yeah, get yourself down there and sort that out.
Get your white Christmas.
And the other thing, I've got a biography in front of me just so I know a few things before we chatted. Because we're not best mates really, are we? We're just pretending we're.
No, we just sound it.
Yeah. But you're a beekeeper and tea drinker as well. So this means you're buying people fashionable clothes from TK Maxx and supplying tea and honey.
And bee juice. Yes, absolutely. Bee jam. Yeah. Well, thanks for that. You've ruined Christmas for everybody that knows me who might be listening.
Oh, God. That's exactly
what you're getting.
Oh,
yeah.
Dear. I shall look out for some honey in the post.
Absolutely.
Jez, great speaking to you. A very Merry Christmas to you and all the gang down at TK Maxx. And hopefully they'll be making someone in our area even happier with a white Christmas.
I hope so. If they do, you must let us know, because I'd love to chat to you. In fact, if you let us both know, we could pop down together, couldn't we?
Oh, that'd be good. Yeah.
That'd be nice.
Build a snowman.
Do snow angels.
Yeah, that'd be fantastic. I'm loving the idea. Jez, hope to see you then, mate.
Happy Christmas.
You too.
Take care, Jason. Bye-bye.
Bye. Right, let's take one final festive offering today. Mr. Sledge. That's the alter ego of Paul Brand. Here he is with Do You Want For Christmas.
Everyone.
UK households will go through about 190 million batteries this Christmas, as long as they remember to buy them in the first place. To tell us more about how we should make sure we recycle these, I'm joined by David Reynolds. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Jason.
So you've got 25 years experience in waste and recycling, so you know a thing or two about making sure that we don't waste the resources that are around us.
Yes, that's quite right. For my sins, I've ended up in the waste and recycling industry for all my career.
Well, there you go. You're going to speak. You've been a chartered chemist and chartered environmentalist, which is almost a chartered alchemist these days, isn't it? Because you've got to turn some of these recycled things into good stuff. And it is sometimes too easy just to put your batteries in the bin.
Yes, that's quite right. Unfortunately, batteries are very convenient to use because they're light and handy, but that also is a disadvantage when it comes to recycling because it makes it very easy to put them in the bin.
And when you're looking at the amount of material in there, you really want to do something about avoiding wasting it. And is this what, about a third of people don't even realise that they can actually recycle them in the first place?
Yes, so we've done a survey, which is the second time we've done this, and we found out that the good news is that more than 50% of people we spoke to recycle their batteries, but there is a third of people who still throw them in the bin, unfortunately.
I'm afraid to say I'm most likely part of that, because where do you take them when you're actually done with these things?
So there's a couple of options. So some local authorities offer curbside collections of batteries. You can also take them along to your local household waste recycling centre or tip or dump or whatever it may be called. And then one of the most convenient ways to get rid of your used batteries is to take them along to retailers, both large and small, across the country. We're now offering battery collection facilities in the stores so that you can pop them in there, take them along with your weekly shop, pop them in there, and then we'll do the rest.
Now, I have to admit, I do, although I say I don't recycle as many as I ought to, I do try and do, if I remember, leave them in my coat pocket or in the car and try and pop them in when I get down to Aldi or somewhere like that where I've seen the boxes there. And it is a lot we're going to get through this Christmas. Obviously, one of the alternatives is buying rechargeables, but there's some products that don't even like those, aren't there?
Yes, that's quite right. So, and again, consumers like the convenience of alkaline batteries, so it's much easier than trying to deal with a child which is upset because you're waiting for the batteries to charge.
And even more so if you're buying the lithium ones these days, you need to make sure you recycle those because there isn't that much lithium in this world.
Yes, that's quite right. And that's the whole point about recycling batteries, is that they contain metals, and those metals can be recycled infinitely. So if we recycle those batteries and we mine the waste that people normally throw away, then it means that we don't have to extract new metals from quarries around the world.
Yeah, because often they'll be sitting there as the oxide form anyway in the environment. And a battery tends to stop working because the hydrogen that builds up in there is part of the acid-alkali reaction, isn't it?
That is the case in some types of batteries. In alkaline batteries, it's not that, but in lead acid batteries, that can be the case.
Yeah. So in the old days of warming them up, it doesn't work as well as it used to.
No, there's still lots of tricks on YouTube, but I would treat them with some scepticism.
Then the other important bit is, when you talk about these metals, some of them can be dangerous, can't they?
Yes. Yeah, so if batteries are disposed of through the normal waste, then they can end up in landfill or they can end up in ash from energy from waste plants. And what that means is that not only is it a missed opportunity, but systems have to work harder to make sure that those metals don't end up getting into the environment.
And it's not always the best bet to think, hang on, at some point we're going to have to mine landfill in years to come. We don't really want to be putting it in there. We'd rather use it in the first place to avoid us getting to that point.
Yes, that's quite right. And mining landfills, although it's been discussed, is very, very difficult.
Yeah, we don't want to be going there because all the nasties that will be along there as well. So where do people find out more if they want to make sure they're doing their best to recycle their batteries?
So on our website, which is www.batteryback.org, you can go along to that website, you can put in your postcode, and the website will tell you the nearest 25 facilities to that postcode where you can conveniently drop off your batteries for recycling.
So nip along, check them out, and make sure you are recycling. Particularly, as you say, the Christmas is the worst time of it, but make sure you've got some batteries in to begin with. And if you can, I know there are types out there which actually tell you they're made of recycled materials as well, and that's another great thing to support, isn't it?
Yes, it is. So there are some schemes in place now where zinc and manganese from recycled batteries is ending up in new batteries.
So fantastic, and a much better way of doing it. But even so, if they're not being recycled into the batteries that are going onto the retail shelves, the material is being used elsewhere. So it will still all happen.
Yes, that's quite right. So zinc, manganese and iron, they can end up in all different kinds of applications.
So a great way of making sure that we reuse our resources rather than wasting them and just chucking them in the landfill or vaporising them into the atmosphere, which really isn't a good move at all. Well, there we go. Oh, dear. David Reynolds, have a great Christmas. May all your batteries be full. And we look forward to finally get more on that website. Give it the details one more time.
It is www.batteryback.org.
Thanks again. Ta-ra for now.
Thank you. Bye.
That's your lot for this week. Thank you so much for joining us. Back next week with episode 443. We'll see you then. Ta-ra for now.
Goodbye from the milk bar. 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 Yeah. Goodbye from the milk bar. Yeah.